5 years ago, I got chronic fatigue.
Okay.
I was treated by an acupuncturist who actually has got me better. He advised me that I should eat meat. I agonised for a whole year because I started eating meat again, fish. Because I know advice about somebody saying that actually you need meat and fish to be...
All right, can you tell me a little bit how your diet when you were a vegetarian?
I got the chronic fatigue at the point I was really overstretching myself, really overworking, and I think my diet wasn't probably very good. It wasn't an excellent vegetarian diet at all.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, because the fatigue syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, usually okay from your head, from your central nervous system, okay? It's not by the nutrition, but some factor may involve. For example, when you eat vegetarian food only, if you eat too much green stuff or you don't have the protein like the legume, the bean, it have a deficiency.
Yeah.
But secondly, because some Westerners eat raw food instead of cooked.
Yeah.
You know, because even though it depends on the season, during the spring and the summer, you can eat fresh green stuff, no problem. But during the winter and the fall, especially, you are female, so more zinc than yang, and now you eat more green stuff, it's more zinc, and we call more cooling, more too much zinc, and it's spread, it becomes too inactive.
Yeah.
And the other issue, I don't know how much you exercise or you expose to outdoor at that time.
At that time, I was exercising because I run every day, and I was I've been doing that for 20 years. So I was doing a basic exercise, half an hour every day, and I was doing the Tibetan exercises as well. I've been doing them for over 20 years as well. Basic exercise, but I wasn't getting enough outside. I was really overworking at the time I got it. I was really overextending.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing, because you overwork the burden on your physical and your central nervous system, be overstimulated, worry too much, and anxiety, all that. Yeah,
all that time. But those conditions aren't so anymore. I'm not overworking now.
Yeah.
I've got a lot more time to myself. You know, everything's changed. Mm-hmm. I haven't got the stress anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not overworking anymore. So I just wondered whether, you know, if I eat healthily vegetarian, whether...
Yeah, you can resume that. You can resume that. You can slowly resume that. Eliminate meat first, still eat fish, and then slowly, you eliminate that. But now you need to substitute more soy product in the morning. It's very easy.
Soy in the morning.
You just have about half a cup of soybean. You preserve it overnight. And next, I will show people all do that easy. And next day, you use the blender to blend the fruit. You just use the blender and you pour the soybean in that blender. And you put in about 2 cups of water. And you grind it at about 5 or 10 minutes. And then you pour it out on the cotton, on the filter or whatever, to extract the liquid, the juice out. And you put the fiber back to the blender. You add another cup, one more cup of water, and you grind it again. When you grind it, and you pour it out, extract the juice, and you just put it on the cooker, and you cook until it boils.
Right.
And you have that in the thermal. You can drink the whole morning to noontime.
Right.
You may separate it into 2 different portions. One for today and one for tomorrow. And the fiber, the leftover, you can cook that with the lemongrass or with other herb to make another dish. And you eat that one, so you don't waste anything.
Right.
And you can do that once per week or twice per week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that you will be okay.
Right.
And you should eat more seaweed.
Seaweed.
Yeah. Well, the seaweed, the big one. Right. Okay, not the pre-made one. The raw one. And you buy and you cook it with the red bean or with the black bean, like the soup.
Right.
Yeah. You may add some vegetable like pumpkin, broccoli, or cauliflower, or carrot.
Yeah.
Alternate. Only one or two types of vegetable every time. That enough.
Right.
And I think you will be okay.
Right.
And now you learn how to meditate, relax your nervous system, and exercise, and resume to that diet.
Yeah.
You will be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I meditate a lot.
Yeah.
So a lot, you know, a lot has changed since that time.
So that will help. So the only the problem because you overwork and you be under too much stress.
Yeah, at that time.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually, the symptoms have gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I'm better. Better. The acupuncture actually got me better.
Yeah. And then I will show you tomorrow about the technique for massage our face, our head, our hand, all that will stimulate all of our system internally, externally, and neurologically too.
Right. Okay. That sounds great. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So that was the. Thank you.
Time down. I the most important thing I think I would like your help with is qi blockage. Very sticky qi.
Okay.
What happened 20 years ago, 1990, I was teaching qigong and very open. And Tai gave me transmission to Avaka realm. And then experienced that wonderful, very ill. And my mother-in-law very ill. And I have to look after them. And I have to deal with many material things because they had dementia.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to take responsibility to be both of them. And during that time, and deal with all the accountant, the lawyer, many problems, many difficulty, and husband crazy, mother-in-law. So the whole world come difficulty. And my energy, many blockages, and they both died some years. I look after them very well, give them very good death, and I learn very much about death and dying. And it's a wonderful journey, but a lot of stress for me, and I get many. I got diabetes, fibromyalgia, many things, and I've had 5 slip discs. And because my spine changed, first I had 1 slip disc when I was 19 from accident. And then I had operation 2 years ago. So, blockages and sticky, but clearing over the last 10, 15 years, clearing. Many years I wasn't able to do qigong, now I can start again. So I just need help. How do I get, I know, some kind of mental blockages.
It has all together, okay. First thing, first, as we go through 4 different kind of nutrition, easier, okay, to change the diet. So, sugar.
No sugar.
Cafe.
No coffee. No coffee, no sugar, no alcohol.
Uh-huh.
But I eat fish and chicken.
Okay, okay.
But no, and I don't have any of the other, no. Not for years,
salad or any cold soup. Don't eat in the evening. Okay, if it's possible, you learn how to eat brown rice.
Okay. I only eat the rye bread. You know, the rye bread.
It's not really good one. It's not complete.
It's not complete.
Yeah, you need to have some complete product, and brown rice. Okay, have to complete one because of cause and effect.
So can you give me diet then for?
Yeah, this brown rice is not correct. It's
so
not
what
a good
brown
one.
Rice is good then?
You have to go to the bio store or the Asian store.
I've got Asian store near me.
The brown color, the brown color, not the white color. Okay. And it's shorter than this one. This one is too long. The other is shorter. After we cook, it's more sticky than this one. This one, okay, it's too soft. It looks like, okay, it has nothing in there. The taste is not good.
Yeah.
The texture is not
I
good.
I don't like the rice.
So this is not the real brown rice. So you need to learn how to eat brown rice to not only it have all of nutrition and the supplement. It also have the whole complete unit to restore the energy your body miss. Okay, that is the first thing. The second thing, you need to massage. You told me you had the whole two of the I did the other day, the two for massage on your face.
Yeah.
Someone told me you or not?
No,
okay,
me. No.
So you can use the end of the pan or a spoon or whatever.
Mm.
Okay, you rub, you massage on your face.
Finger.
Uh huh. Okay, along your forehead.
The spoon or finger?
The spoon. The spoon may be better. Your finger sometimes it's not deep enough. Unless you had to cut on your fingernail and you had to massage so it have energy. Okay, I will show later on.
Okay.
On the point to massage on our face regularly, twice or three times a day.
Yeah.
When you massage on that, it will help to clear up on the obstacle, on the blockage.
Just across the top.
Forehead, nose, face. Something like that. And on our hand, on our feet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that is second thing. The third thing, you have to get rid out of your mind that one. You think, okay, I can do that. But slowly, every day, I have to try to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Not say, okay, I cannot do that.
Yeah.
Because if you still remain that thought in your mind, that means it's blocked already.
Now I know I can do it.
Yeah, you say, I have to do that. I will have to change that. And I am on the process of changing, improving.
Mm.
Okay? And every day you have to try a little bit more. Okay, you have to set up a goal. After a week, after a month, I have to reach that. I have to do that. For example, you bend your
leg.
Okay, for example, you stretch your leg.
Mm.
Okay, you can do one at a time. Okay, but now I go up here.
Yeah.
But tomorrow I have to try to up a little bit.
Yeah.
Slowly,
yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah.
But have to get a change. No more. Okay, say I cannot do that.
Okay.
When you get rid of the old thought in your mind, okay, it will get out of the blockage. That is more important. Mm-hmm. Don't ever say, I no longer can do that. Doesn't matter how old. The A, it can get older, but the body not. If we still have a strong mind, a strong belief. Okay. I have a 91-year-old man. He going to donate the house for our organization in France. He still work in the garden. He still do everything. He live by himself. Okay. So, the A is not really correlate to the strength and the mind. So if we had a strong mind, determination, we will overcome all that. Mm-hmm.
So, but what diet is with the brown rice? What can you give me diet with that?
The brown rice.
Yeah.
How
much?
The brown rice. Okay, you should eat replay on the bread. On the white rice, you may use only 1 cup. You preserve it overnight, or at least about a day in advance. Next day, you discard that water and you fill up another cup of water. Maximum up to half in that finger.
Mm-hmm.
Above the right level.
Mm-hmm.
And you have about half a teaspoon table salt, sea salt, about 2 or 3 teaspoons of sesame oil.
What?
Sesame oil.
Half a teaspoon sea salt?
No, no, about 2 to 3 teaspoons
of sesame oil.
Sesame oil.
2 to 3 teaspoons of sesame oil.
And you just cook it. That's it. After it well cooked.
And how much do I eat each meal?
Just you can eat as much as you can, but chew slowly, and you will feel it taste good, smell good, and it will transform.
And I can eat chicken or something with it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
So just the rice and vegetable?
And the protein.
Mm-hmm. I'll try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't drink milk. Don't drink...
soya milk, okay.
Soy milk, okay. Yeah, and soy milk, okay, I will show all people how to do that. Very simple. Very simple. You just need the blender. You don't need to have the soy machine.
Okay.
You just need the blender, and you can do the soy milk with the blender. Okay.
That's good. So I stop that, and no more diabetes, no more fibromyalgia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. With the diet here, actually, because this time I didn't have an opportunity to do the shopping and the cooking. But next time, I will show how to do the shopping. Very simple. Cooking simple fast. It takes me only half an hour for the small group like that to 45 minutes finish the cooking for lunch. Not more than an hour. 2 hours. Yeah. And then... Yeah, so when you have that diet, okay, it
and
will
eat
change.
Rice 3 times a day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd try.
One bowl or half bowl for the breakfast. For breakfast or for dinner, you may sub once in a while, you can substitute for muslin with or quinoa. Yeah, muslin, quinoa, flaxseed, you add on like that.
Yeah.
I show you,
yeah.
Flaxseed and chia seed. Yeah, you free all the diabetic, high blood pressure, and cholesterol.
Thank you.
And sometimes you can have a pumpkin and sweet potato soup, like we had yesterday. Mm. Yeah, the pumpkin is very good too. But the brown rice in the main dish.
I'm going
to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
And I give you my address because I'm happy to do transcribe
for
you.
And
give me in touch there.
Yeah, give me.
I'll give you tomorrow my address.
Yeah, and the phone numbers I can call
and
you.
And also give you something to give Thai and to Sir Chan Kong as well.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
One strange thing that happens, which I don't know whether it's. Quite often I fall asleep middle of the day, but it seems to be strangely with Dharma teaching only. If I work with lots of meetings all day, and I don't fall asleep in those, but if I sit in Dharma teaching, sometimes I will nod off. I don't know if that is a spiritual thing or an energy thing, or but sometimes there is a lack of energy in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In general, but that's just a specific thing.
But
I notice.
Doesn't matter what time, in the morning, in the afternoon.
No, morning, afternoon. It tends to be more
in the morning.
Lunchtime, afternoon. No, in the morning it's okay generally.
Lunchtime, afternoon. That's a common sense.
Mm.
Because so when we have a heavy belly, especially you don't take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take a nap after the lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens because whenever our belly is full, we fall asleep.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's normal.
So that's very normal. Because it can be in the evening also.
Whenever.
Yeah.
First, because our belly is full, okay, and then because the blood is flow to that.
Mm.
That's why, okay, it's not flow up to our central nervous system. Secondly, it depends on our attention. If we pay attention strongly, concentrately, automatically the blood will draw up to here. But if we not pay attention much, and the blood will spread out to other place, and that it don't have enough energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to concentrate more. And if not, okay, you can use the tea, or you can sit at the window to have the fresh air. When the fresh air, it will help to stimulate the blood flow to the brain area, because the air will flow up here and priority for the brain cell.
Mm-hmm.
So if you breathe the fresh air, it will help to improve the blood circulation on the central nervous system, and you will feel more awake, more alert.
Okay. I mean, secondly, also, I'm a little bit, I'm a lot overweight, really, see, rather than a little. But is there any advice you would give for weight loss in general? Or?
Yes. Actually, if you follow the instruction we already studied for the last few days, correct the diet. Don't drink too much in the middle or after meal. Chew slowly, carefully, and cut dinner. Cut out the dinner size. Don't eat too late. And especially don't eat the refined flour, like white bread or white fry, something like that. And potato, whatever you eat, has to be fried, baked, not cooked.
So fried or baked?
Fried or baked.
Okay. Rather than boiled or...
Yeah, rather than boiled or cooked soup. But if you want the result faster and stronger, you switch to the brown rice diet.
Okay.
The brown rice, but not this one. The this one, the rice we eat for the last few days, not the brown rice.
Okay.
Yeah, so the brown rice, it has to be the brown color, or a little bit red color. The size is shorter. And
okay,
the texture
so the
is more
grain brown rice. Okay.
And the texture is much more harder and more sticky than this one.
Okay.
When you cook and you eat that one, you chew more carefully and the energy come out more, the volume less. When the more energy, the volume less, you will see you have more energetic. But your side, the body side, will shrink down. It will eliminate all the extra fat tissue or the muscle. Especially if you want, you can do the purification for 7 days or 10 days. You will see it gets rid of the extra tissue or the portion, the water, whatever in your body. But I have some patient, maybe bigger than you, in Paris. He worked 12 hours a day in his office, and at least 4 to 6 hours in front of the computer, because he a writer and he a journalist.
Okay.
So he had to post the news and he write the article on the web a lot. And then he doesn't have opportunity to exercise. But lucky he have a 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the afternoon walk from his house to the metro station. So at least he have
that
moving
is,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving a little bit, but not exercise. And then when I show him how to do that, he just cut the dinner half, and then he changed from the regular diet to the brown rice. After 2 months, he lost 9 kilograms. His belly lose 9 centimeters. After 3 months, 10, almost 11 centimeter belly, and he lost almost 8 to 9 kilograms. And he kicked out medication for high blood pressure, diabetic, cholesterol, and the doctor supply.
So the I mean, my work is probably similar to what he's doing, and maybe a little bit more movement because I travel around and walk from place to place.
But
general, computer,
yeah,
sitting in offices, etc. So yes, it's very similar. The brown rice diet itself is just brown rice.
You can have a brown rice with the sesame, with the pumpkin seed, like we have, and some sunflower, some almond, some cashew. But a little bit of that one. That means you,
on top,
yeah, that means you have a kind of the dry diet, not you a lot of liquid or soup, because you have a more opportunity to chew carefully. And then also we can
generate saliva.
And then that will liquidify your fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And it will get rid the extra fluid in your body. Also, when you chew on that, it will become the complete, and it don't have a much extra sugar on the fat tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And your muscle, because we eat the kind of the solid and dry food, so your muscle become more tender, more shrink.
Okay.
Then the other is loose.
Loose.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why with the brown rice diet, it will help to correct on that one easily. Okay. 3 months maximum.
3 months maximum with that, and then switch
If you follow the diet correctly, maximum 3 months, you will see it get rid at least 5 or 6 kilograms, and your belly was much smaller.
Okay. And that is just, let's say, brown rice for breakfast.
Actually, you can have a brown rice for breakfast, brown rice for lunch, brown rice for dinner. It's okay. But not necessarily by that. You can have a main meal, lunch for the brown rice. You may have a breakfast mostly, and for dinner you may have only one half of the lunch for the brown rice. Yeah, so one thing that you can switch around, you can use mostly, you can use the flaxseed mixed with that. You can have the potato baked and you eat for dinner. Or you have a pumpkin, you bake, and the sweet potato. You can alternate all that. It's not 100%, but try to minimize soup or any liquid food.
Okay, and just a sip of water every now and again.
Okay. Especially when you drink the chia, it will help to liquefy your fluid. It makes it feel satisfied, so you don't drink much.
Okay then.
All right.
Thank you very much.
It was on my face. I had a squiggy something cancer, quite serious. Here. I've had keratoas here. But here I had a very bad tumour that grew very quick. In 3 months, they had to take a big piece out. And it was a squiggy something.
Yeah, it looked like it had about the blocked of your central nervous system shrinking and the blood vessel not flow evenly. So that's why the muscle it got stuck. Can you look up? Okay, it's not too bad. Yeah. Okay.
I worked in the sun a lot. I was working outside, so they said never go in the sun again. And
no, actually that's not right. That's okay, quite hard for unless at the middle of the day, between 12 at noon and 1 a.m. 1 p.m. something like that, and then during the summer. But otherwise, you expose outside. Good. Yeah.
Well, I love it, but not to sunbathe, just to be outside. This one started as a really tiny pimple. tiny pimple, and it grew to that big in like 2 to 3 months. It was really scary, and they said it was quite high up on the serious malignant
but
squiggy something.
Yeah, actually because that the blocket, maybe you are under stress.
Yeah
And then your diet, your exercise, it's not really regularly, so it helps to put through that. Tonight we'll go through the technique for massage our hand, our face regularly to help the body fluid flow evenly.
I'd actually do that.
The stress too much, it's stress too much, and then we not recognize, we not identify it early enough. So
there's nothing I need to do for diet, just exercise.
Exercise, massage, your face, your hand.
You tell us that tonight.
Yeah, and then also the diet. We try to eliminate whatever consider not helpful for our body, like too much fat, too much refined sugar, flour, the powder, white bread. Cream, cheese, especially stressful, need to practice meditation, relaxation more. That is the most important.
It's no good. I've got to be a good person and do good things. Flour, fat, sugar, bread, cream, cheese. That was all the main food things.
Yeah, that is all of the things we need to try to minimize as much as possible.
Yeah, thanks. And I've just started to get arthritis, like a lump here. My mother's cousin has very, very bad, or very, very gnarled. Is there particular foods and things for arthritis?
Yes, okay, when you eliminate all that one,
yeah,
sugar.
It's all the same.
Yeah, you eliminate all that one, you cut down the salad at night, cut down the soup or the liquid.
Is that just in the evenings?
Yeah, evening.
It's okay to have it in the other day?
It may be okay for lunchtime during the spring and the summer, but for the fall and the winter, completely no.
Really?
Completely
really?
No.
Gosh.
During.
No salad in the winter?
No. You can eat the green leaf, but you have to cook.
Oh, really?
You have to cook during the fall and winter.
Even lettuce?
Don't eat lettuce in the fall or the winter.
Gosh.
We substitute that by the green leaf, like cabbage, like kale, like other green leaf, but we had to cook it because during the fall and winter, even though now you see almost in the middle of summer, the weather still cool, still damp. You see the moisture and the dampness still high.
My acupuncturist was Chinese, uncle. She said I was too damp.
That's why I say, okay, you need to eliminate all that one.
Because I live on lettuce.
You see, because you get used to that and you drink too much water, your body is too much damp, too much obstruction.
Right.
And then you are too much stressed, you are too tense. You are too tense, need to relax more. And when you relax more, the dampness, okay, it will be relieved. Now it already, everything it get in but it cannot get out because it's too much stress,
it's
tense, so it tie up all of the way out.
Gosh.
Okay, and now instead of try to minimize input, you input more the yin, and then you don't have it the way to get out, so that means it accumulated in your body. Eliminate all that one, try to cut it down slowly and change to the brown rice diet. After a few months, you will see it will be.
And what's the brown rice diet?
The brown rice diet, you have to go to the bio store. The Asian store. The brown rice, that means the brown color, not white color.
No, I know. Proper brown rice.
And you cook the brown rice, you eat brown rice as much as possible. Okay, and eat the diet as rice as possible. Try to minimize soup or the liquid, even the ring.
Okay, so just what have with the brown rice diet? Just vegetables and tahini and lentils? You're saying all the things I really like. So if I'm cutting down soup and salad, spring and summer only, is it still only in the morning to eat it? Soup and salad, only spring, summer, only morning?
Only morning,
Even in the spring and summer?
Yeah. Try to minimize because your body over damp.
Right. And I didn't write down, you said, for my eyes. I didn't write down the foods. I couldn't remember it all.
Oh,
for the macular degeneration, when I spoke to you earlier. I'm sorry, I forgot the eyes.
That one, you need to eat the green and the orange, like tomato, like pumpkin, like carrot, like seaweed. And then also, I told you, okay, you need to meditate to relax more. Because your body too tense, so the nerve is so stressed, it's tied up on the way to supply the nutrition. And it's tied up, okay, the way to get rid of the toxin. That's why in, no good, out, cannot get out. So that's why, okay, the transportation.
I'm a lot better than I used to be. What green veg particularly for the eyes?
You had the whole bean. You had the spinach. You have the cabbage. You have a cow. You have broccoli.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
Anything
green. Green. Yeah, but in your condition, you should select the green but hard and very thick. Okay.
Thick.
Not the soft thin like lettuce.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah, you have to use the green one, but it's very hard texture.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the fiber
greens.
More. It's thick.
I'm doing all
it,
the wrong things.
Yeah, it's thick and it's hard, the texture. Okay, it's more condensed than the thin, the soft, like lecture, something like that. Okay, not good for your
chunky.
Condition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. So not bilberries then, because you get these really expensive tablets for your eyes.
Yes, you can.
Really expensive.
I know, that is spirulina. That is extract from the seaweed.
I've got spirulina.
That is just the extract from...
One.
Yeah, that is spirulina. That is the chlorophyll. It extract from the green stuff.
Mm.
Okay, but now if you want to use that one, it's okay.
Mm.
But otherwise, you can use the fresh one. Because the fresh one, not only is substitute for all the nutrition, but it supports for the life for the energy.
Yeah. So I don't need to buy these expensive tablets if
now,
I eat
all this food. If you can buy the seaweed in the supermarket,
okay,
and you can eat that like the food, okay, so you don't need to buy the tablet or the powder.
I live by the sea, so I can get it from the sea.
Yeah. If it's not expensive and if it's affordable, you can use that. But otherwise, you can buy the seaweed and all the green stuff and you eat that to substitute for your diet. And you have the supplementation and the food, the energy, all that together.
Mm,
and massage, relax. That's the main thing. Because if you eat enough nutrition, but your body is too tense, it cannot get in. And toxin cannot get out, so it wastes out that. Okay, meditate, relax, exercise, massage more.
Thank you again, brother.